This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday she supports the implementation of a mainland Chinese law in the former British colony to respond to foreign sanctions. But Lam said she would prefer the law be introduced through Hong Kong legislation than through Beijing legislation. Under China's law, individuals involved in making or implementing discriminatory measures against Chinese citizens could be put on a government anti-sanctions list. Those people could then be denied entry into China or be expelled, have assets seized or frozen, or be restricted from doing business. The mainland law comes as the United States and European Union step up pressure on China over trade, technology, Hong Kong, and the far western region of Xinjiang. Critics have warned that Hong Kong's adoption of the law could undermine its reputation as a global financial hub. A Chinese court on Tuesday rejected an appeal by a Canadian whose sentence in a drug case was increased to death while Beijing was trying to pressure Canada to release a detained executive of tech giant Huawei. Robert Schellenberg was sentenced to prison in November 2018 after a drug smuggling conviction. He was abruptly resentenced to death in January 2019 following the arrest of the chief financial officer of Huawei Technologies in Vancouver, Canada. Mingwan Zhou was detained on U.S. charges related to possible dealings with Iran. The Higher People's Court of Liaoning Province rejected Schellenberg's appeal and said court procedures were legal and the sentence appropriate. The United States wants the Huawei executive extradited to face charges. She lied to banks in Hong Kong. VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it will work toward providing families of victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows long-standing criticism from relatives of those killed, accusing the U.S. government of withholding crucial details from them. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks that killed thousands of Americans. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the attackers, but have not established that its government was directly involved. Authorities in West Africa have confirmed the region's first known case of Marburg virus after at least one person in Guinea died of the hemorrhagic fever disease. The World Health Organization said that efforts were underway to track down everyone who might have come into contact with the sick person. The Marburg case was reported in the same part of Guinea where the 2014 to 2016 Ebola epidemic started, which ultimately killed at least 11,325 people. The two viruses belong to the same family and both are spread through bodily fluids. Greece's prime minister apologized Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country for the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze on Evia, the second biggest Greek island, located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there's been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late Monday to make a public apology and promised mistakes would be identified and fixed. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades. And a Chinese electricity company and the Cambodian and Chinese governments are being urged to review compensation packages for indigenous and ethnic minority communities after a Human Rights Watch report found their lives had been undermined by construction of a dam. The report found that local authorities and the state-owned China Huaneng Group had largely ignored community concerns over the construction of the dam. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.